Blog Talk Radio.
Network that you're on, because we have many networks that we promote on
Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and more. So all you gotta do is click the follow button. If you've never been to this show, you can check out the archives for what we do here. We do interviews, we do topics, we do music. Sometimes we just have fun. So if you've never experienced a Blog Talk Radio show, we thank you for joining our venue. We hope that you enjoy your stay. And tonight we're going to be doing music, we're going to be doing poetry, we're going to be doing storytelling, we're going to do experiences, we're going to do all that and more. So I definitely refill your cup, sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And I'm going to play for you, na 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 na, on Deep Dark and Dirty.
Your world, baby. I lay the counterpipe to pick your toes. Maybe appropriate, you know, some about the heat, the weather getting warm, just about the time when I see females blossom, you know, as make up the breakups with relationships. And, you know, sometimes people turn a new leaf, get their little sexy on.
All right. Okay. So what gets you in the mood?
Well, damn, just put me on the spot first, right? you know, with me being a moody person, a Gemini, different things get me in the mood. Sometimes it's something that may remind me of, like, damn, I remember when I heard that song, that's what I was doing. Sometimes it's the song, being around a person or talking to someone that'll put me in the mood, or, you know, sometimes you just wake up horny. But different little things, or if I done hear some 1738, is definitely, that makes me horny. So different little things put me in the mood.
That's what's up.
You?
I'm the type, I'm a voyeur, I like to watch. When I hear people or see things, or if I know there's certain things that people do, I sometimes want to see if I can be better than that person, or I want to see if that dance is really as good as the person does, so I might try out the idea. But another thing I like is people that are into role playing, and that's not boring. Yes, there's people that just want to lay there and wait for you. Instead, I like a person that's aggressive and take charge. Like another group that I'm in on Facebook, a lot of the women, they like to do certain things and even make videos, and I think that's attractive when a person knows what they want and not afraid to show what they want to do. Like, you might be cooking in the kitchen, a person might walk up and greet you, or you might be watching a game and act like they're picking up something off the floor because they're cleaning the living room, but really they're trying to throw you like a little hint. So for me, that's my kind of thing to get me in the mood. And then, like I say, I like the spontaneousness and all, like, things always to be planned. You might just act like you met them up at the hotel, or maybe at the movie theater, or maybe at a lounge area. Because I know, like, one time I was with my ex, it was like her birthday. You know, I didn't really expect that was going to happen because she seemed like she was dorky and friends were all prestigious and stuff. So when we went to the kitchen, next thing you know, we was fooling around. Her friend was sleeping on the couch. And then to make it even more intense, it's like since we was on one of those college campuses where they got security walking around, we was right at the door, don't you know, where the lounge door opens, so anybody could see us going past. But you saw, like, the silhouette or whatever like that. So you're talking about you coming from the bathroom, you're coming off the elevator, and you're coming from the dorm room. And then on top of that, there's already somebody sleeping on the couch. And you also get in right next to the door, so that's my kind of thing. I like intensity. I like the unexpected.
Oh, really?
I like knowing if somebody's knocking or banging or making a noise, you want to try to outdo them. Those are my kind of fashion.
You know what? When you started off saying that, 50 Shades of Grey popped in my head. But, yeah, sometimes being spontaneous, you know, is a good thing. Or, like, have you ever had, well, yeah, of course, you had sex outside. Well, public places. All the time you say outside is not necessarily, public places, not always outside, you know. But different little things. Like, I remember one time being in a movie theater, and it wasn't even that. Well, yeah, one time I did, but I'm not talking about that right now. You know the butter popcorn? You know how you put the butter on your popcorn in the movie theater? So, sitting in the movie theater, and I had on this nice little outfit, but my titties was out. And he took the damn popcorn with the butter and was smearing it on my breast and just started licking it. I was like, you didn't stop. But it was like, it was so sensual and unexpected, you know. Like, I don't like dealing with someone that is routine. I like sometimes things haunted. Like, with me, like I said, I'm moody. You never know what you're going to get. I can be aggressive. Submissive, not too much, but I'm more so in the aggressive control and telling you what I want, how I want it, and I'll say it, you know. But if I've been drinking, oh, it's on a whole different level. Like, I'm pushing up on you. So there's different little things that get me in that mood, but it's like once I'm there, I'm there.
That's what's up. Well, I know with me, it's a mixture of things. Sometimes, like you say, it can be take control. Sometimes it can be waiting for somebody to do something. But it's kind of like, for somebody to throw a visual image, because I'm more of an imagery person and a story type person. It's like if something just happens or it seems like a person don't know what they're doing, I get bored very easily. But now, like, at this person, they're just, like, all out, and they know exactly what to do, what to say, how to act, how to dress, how to have their hair, the fragrance to wear, the way to feed you, or something like that. That's more kind of thing that I'm into, because I know, like, the one person, me and her, we was, like, the kind of, like, the body and clad of doing things. It's like, we could be in a person's house, like, in the room, and we know everybody's next door, so it's like we have to do something, you know, at a spur of the moment. Or, like, you'd be at the hotel, you might be there, you know, it's almost time for checkout. Y'all have to run from the third floor all the way down to the bottom because y'all been getting in for so long. Or it's like, you know, how the other people think, like, they outdid y'all. And it's like they sit in the car pissed because y'all still going. So that's my kind of thing. I like the person that they'll make their friend jealous because the way that they were doing it.
Right. I remember back when I had my apartment and my god sister was there and my friend, and me and him snuck in the bathroom. I mean, I was all bent over on the sink. And when we came out the bathroom, she was so pissed because it was just crazy. She liked the bitter type, you know, ain't have a man, got an attitude, don't want to be around another man's company. And she was like, really? Girl, shut up. But, you know, it was all, I was bringing my knee. But, you know, it's like different little things. Like I said, I can play, like, certain songs and get to thinking back, like, R. Kelly, like, some Isley Brothers, and I get my little sip on. It's like, oh, yeah, it's about to go down. Like, it's different little things. And, like, I'm kind of ticklish, so at times I don't like to be touched like that unless the person, like, you got to have a certain touch for me to be like, oh, yeah, I want that touch, that massage. So it's like I don't mind giving someone a massage versus them giving me one first. But, you know, massages lead to other things because you're stimulating the body. So that's how it be. But different things turn me on. It could be like poetry, the tone in a person's voice, or like nothing has to be said. It's just the way they look at you. Then that look is like, okay. Like I've been told sometimes when I answer the phone, oh, you got your 8th and midnight voice on. And I'd be like, what? But in all honesty, they're not lying because I'd be feeling some type of way. I'm in that mood. But, you know, it's just me being a female.
And my thing is, like, when I see females wear certain outfits or how something might cuff or how a person So I had to put extra stuff on in order to make this stuff look a certain way. Because I remember this one time, this woman, she was wearing like a, you know, like kind of like a church dress. Well, it's not a church dress. It's more still like business attire. But it was lengthy and it was clean. So, like, when she was walking, it was like her butt bounced, jiggle, rotate, and clap all at the same time. But when you watch these YouTube videos, you see females, they got to try to push it to the side. They got to jump up and down. They got to try to put a baby oil on. They got to put their hands on the tree to try to push it up. And I'm looking like it just starts looking ridiculous to me. It's like, if you don't have it, just don't try to do it. But
you don't.
When our junk should naturally do it, I think that's sexy.
Right. And see, me being a large woman, yes, SSDBW, like, you know, when I walk, certain things I don't like to wear. Like, I don't wear dresses like that because, you know, I was bigger than I lost some weight. And it's like once I lost the weight, like, it was already jiggling a little. But it's like once I lost that certain amount of weight, it really jiggles now. So, like, me wearing a dress, I don't care if I got, I don't even wear girdles. But if I had a girdle on, like, I was out with my aunt one time, and she was like, you got panties on? And I was like, what? She was like, that thing is moving. I said, you know what? Yes, I have underwear on. But when you got it, you got it. It ain't no, and I hate seeing females with the little skank walk. Like, they just twitching their hips more like that. It's not cute. Like, you trying to be noticed, but you being noticed for the wrong reason. Any natural woman with confidence going to walk naturally her way. And some got a little infinite steps, but you ain't got to try hard. You definitely going to be noticed.
Right. So I have a story that I'm about to read. I'm going to do two excerpts since we're talking about fetishes and things that happen. I know this one a lot of people can relate to. I've always thought about the junk, but I never had this happen to me. So what we're going to have is a fetish about a scene, like if you was on the road and you had to pull over or while you're still driving. How about if a person was trying to get you off, you had to get them off, and you couldn't do nothing because they was on your lap. And here we go.
Yeah.
The next morning when Mistress woke up, she had a pleasant surprise waiting on her. There was rose petals on the floor, soft music playing, and Otto had made her breakfast in bed. "Daggett, a girl can you use this kind of treatment," she said, laughing. He says, "Hello, my beautiful goddess. Did you have sweet dreams?" she says, looking at him seductively while licking her lips and in a sassy tone. "I went to sleep with the stallion. I woke up with something pressed hard against thee. And then even if sheets were like having a wet dream, what do you think?" the mistress said. She winked back at him while taking a bite out of her turkey bacon and egg served in front of her. He came to her bedside and sat down beside her, gazing into her eyes. "All I want to do is to serve you and to make you happy, mistress." She felt a little tingly inside. She could tell he had one of those young crushes on her. But like she said before, too many guys think that they can get with her be friends and there'd be no strings attached. But if you come at her correct and you're down with her, then you must be totally aggressive or she'll make him into her little bitch. After eating her wonderful breakfast and working out and taking a nice long hot shower, she figured she would take Arnold out for a nice long drive and see what he was really about. She was sitting on the passenger side in his Ford Explorer with the seats tilted back as he was driving moderate speed. "So Arnold, yes, goddess." She takes a sip of her orangina before she starts drilling him with a thousand questions. "What made you interested in domination and submission?" "Well, at first I thought it was fantasizing about being with an aggressive woman." "Mm-hmm. I love a take charge woman. I'm not into that yes dear, no dear, anything you say type woman." "I feel him on that," she says. "That's definitely not me. I feel like a woman should tell me when I'm wrong, and she shouldn't exchange when she feels horny. Or sometimes she might try to test things out to see a reaction from me." She gave him an evil snicker at that one. She said, "That's definitely me." "Well, that's fine and dandy, Arnold. But what do you see? Why do you see yourself as a pet? You can just have an aggressive girlfriend that likes to role play for those kind of things," you said. "Well, I have tried the dating scene. It doesn't work out for me. Women say that I'm too nice, or they ask me, why would you let a woman treat you like that? Have certain things that I desire that most would judge me on for a little while, or that eventually would leave me alone. Like what? She became curious. She really wanted to know. I like being used as a human ashtray, face-sit and forced oral, and made to please her while she is teasing others. This just keeps getting better and better, she said to herself. A sadistic smile came across her face as a million and one ideas popped into her head. She thought of mercilessly teasing Arnold. She said, as a matter of fact, why wait? She noticed traffic was ahead and the beltway was approaching. She said this was the perfect time to take a detour, to take the back roads and see what wild fun they could get into. The mistress methodically reached over and tightly gripped in between Arnold's seatbelt and awakened his resting friend and commanded him to get off at exit 18 and use the back road to Gina's house. He says, yes, mistress. His body jerked back from her unexpected surprise of the touch, but he complied with her wishes. I noticed a lot of backwoods houses about a mile apart, and acres of land filled with empty space. She started feeling a little frisky. She wanted to see what she could get away with without getting pulled over by the cops. She says to him, unfasten your pants. Unfasten my pants. He looked at her confused, wondering what she had in plan. Time to make things hot up in here. She hopped over onto him as the spotlight turned red. As the stoplight turned red, then she handed the steering wheel and said in aggressive tone to him, whip that dick out and imagine that you're fucking your mistress. He says, yes, mistress. He rushed to pull out his dick. He then took a chance to breathe from the ultimate explosion. She pressed her foot on the gas and was doing 75 miles an hour on a 55-mile-hour zone. She said, stroke that MFA and picture these big titties in your face. She said as she slow grinded against his six-pack in his groin area. He says, yes, mistress. Oh, shoot. She says, is that the best you can do? Get that Vaseline out and beat it. He hurried like a little kid, ready to get a beat it, and pulled out the Vaseline from her purse and whipped it open. Then he put a lot on his hand and started beating his dick in front of her. She started moaning deeply as her pussy juices started dripping all over his balls and in between his legs. She shouted out, now tell me how badly do you want to fuck me? As she gave him a sinister grin through the overhead mirror, he was gasping for air and his body was shaking with convulsions, like he was ready to explode, wishing he could be inside of her warm, tight, ball-shaped pussy. He says, I want to fuck the shit out of you, mistress. He said, biting down on his boblet. She said, yeah, right, I don't believe you. Take your hands off your dick and fuck this pussy. He says, what? His eyes got big. He was in total belief that he wasn't going to get nothing from her, but he did exactly what she says. She says, take my toy out of my purse and F this pussy right now. He says, yes, mistress. He hurried up and pulled out her chocolate dildo and started effing her pussy. She started moaning and says, yeah, that's right. Good now. Thumbed the nipples under her shirt. He says, yes, mistress. She knew he was a non-getting pussy motherfucker. Most guys would have pulled her over, tried to beat the heck out of her, and pulled her head and dogged her pussy out. She says, I'm definitely going to turn him into my personal little bitch this evening. Says, F this pussy right now. As she was moaning deeply and pushes her ass all the way back against him. He says, fuck, damn it. Then she says, stroke my nipples. He used his hand to stroke her nipples while he was using her throbbing pussy with the dildo. Then she starts licking her lips seductively and panting heavily. She says, fuck it. Yes, fuck it right now. They both exploded together as she pulled the car over to the side of the road. He tried to hold her in his arms. Then she pushed his hands off him and hopped over into the passenger seat. She says, get your hands off me. You're just my personal little bitch. Then she cleaned her pussy off with the wet wipes that she retrieved from her purse. Then she fixed up her tie and grabbed her cell phone out of her purse. Hit up Gina to let her know about her plans for her little bitch tonight. Like I said, that was the driving scene from my story that I'm writing of domination.
Now that one has a different flair, but I like it. Chocolate dildo. Okay. I'm going to hit that. That's one of them.
Yeah, but can you picture you in the mood and doing everything the person's saying, and you all horny, and then the person tells you to get off them, and they tease and they bouncing back on you, and they tell you to please them, and they moaning. And then just when you think you're about to get some, they say, get the heck off me and jump over. And then you get this picture, what's the next thing to happen to him after she see it? He's going to become a personal little bitch tonight.
Mm-hmm. But some people do that. It's like they get their thrill off of being stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bumping and grinding, but... I saw anybody. I swear, I think I came the hardest when I was rubbing pants before sex. But I laugh about it now. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But mental stimulation with the physical, visual, that's being mind fucked. That's crazy. Especially, like
I
said, we dealing with someone.
Was when a person gave me head for the first time. Actually, it was the second
oh
person.
My
first
Lord,
person was okay, but the second person, she did it like it was a vacuum cleaner. She was like slurping out like a Slurpee. Because I remember we was watching Face Off. You know how you try to like say lines from a movie? I was like, peach. I could eat a peach for hours. So then I hit her with that dance. I was like, if I was to buy you flowers, now let me rephrase this. If I was to let you suck my tongue, would you be grateful? And then so then she started doing that, Johnson. And she started going down. She said, you mind if I did? I'm thinking, like, who's going to deny somebody giving hate? So then next thing you know, she started doing like a Slurpee. I locked my legs around her neck. She was, like, pushing my legs down. I had to hold that, Johnson. I felt like my daggone gut turned into a six-pack. So I was like, shit. But, yeah, she was forgetting why I was Slurpee. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you know how you drink a Slurpee? She was like, shoo.
I was like, shit,
I was
like, mm-hmm. That's the only time my man drove me
crazy. All right, now. That's how it be.
Right. I had a question. I forgot what I had to ask you. All right, so since you're more of a visual, which same, I guess, romantic, but with it being like that, you more into the female making the first move?
Huh?
Huh?
Where's you at?
What are you doing?
I heard you say, was I into something you said being romantic, but I hear what the last part was.
Let me find out. I said, since you're more of a visual, and I think you're romantic, I'm not sure, are you more into the female making the first move?
Mm-mm. I'm type person. I need to have whatever's going to happen, happen. I can't wait on nobody. Now, she make the first move, cool. But I'm type person. As soon as we get together, something got to be going on because I can't just see, like, do you think we could do this? Do you think you should do that? Should I take my clothes off? Should I walk around here? Should I bend over? I'm like, I can't do the instruction manual. It's just like when people talking about they want somebody to talk in bed or make noise or say all this stuff. I'm like, yo, this is not a committee. This is not a meeting. We're not confused. This is not our first time hooking up. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. Get started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that whole warming up, thinking things out, make a wish foundation. You know, like we close your eyes. It's like you're supposed to wait for all the things start to interact before you get into it. I'm like, no, I'm just like, go do exactly what you want to do and just go for it. I can't do the whole, was this right? Do you want some more?
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel to you? I'm like, no. Just do what you want to do. Don't ask me 1,000 questions. If it's bad, you want to know. Because we're going to get up. I can't do that.
This ain't no.
Like,
I'm sorry. I feel as though at a certain age, there's a difference in you getting to know someone and their likings and stuff they like to do. But at the end of the day, it's basic. 101, this is that. It's just the point of you being creative. And I refuse to tell anybody that's over a certain goddamn age this, that. Like, if you don't know what works for you, boy, I can't help you. I can tell you my likes, but that's as far as it's going to go.
But you should discuss all this before you get there. Do you think she all in the mood and y'all already in person? Tell you, like, for instance, when guys tell females, yeah, I'm going to beat up, I'm going to knock it out the frame. And y'all get there, y'all
I hate that happen. Somebody talked a lot of shit. This like when I was in my 20s. Talked all this shit. I mean, he was talking shit. Man, I waited a couple months. Finally decided to give him some. We was on his border bed. He caught a Charlie horse, and when I tell you that was the funniest shit ever, he couldn't even finish. I was like, oh, wow, really?
What would you do if a dude told you, oh, hold on, let me get my medicine, I'll be right back, give me about 15 minutes. Can you picture you had to take breaks in between the jumps because they got to get started again?
I don't know, but ain't none of that. Like, I'm going to lose focus. I'm going to be uninterested. And once I get uninterested, it's a wrap. It's nothing you can do.
How about
get
they
me
take
begging
you
and
to the like you got to loosen up some? Maybe like you made them come quick.
You want to hear something funny? Before
okay.
I really got experience when I was, like, when I... You know how before you, well, I don't know how it is for guys, but for girls, most of the time, before you really decide to have sex, you try it a couple times and, you know, you get scared, then you stop. Well, the time before I really actually had sex, oh my, I was just older. He wasn't that much older, but we were teenagers. And he was just equipped with too much. It was, you know, for the whole summer, he wound up selling his brother. My nickname was Tyco. I was mad as shit. But it was crazy. I was like, I was scared. I was like, oh, no. Like, he couldn't even get in. It just wasn't going. Like, I was just not
I can tell you something about that. It's going to mess your head up, though. Why this dude on the chat line said that, Johnson? He said he was messing with a big girl, right? So, you know, like, most people, you could tell something loose, tight, or whatever, but this is a whole different thing. You know how somebody said they're going to beat it up in your guts? Why the dude was doing it to the girl and sweating and pumping and all that, right? Why he said when he finished doing it, he said why he was doing it inside her belly button. He wasn't even in her stuff, and he was up there down sweating and came off of being inside her belly button.
That's nasty. She
you,
probably
you
ain't clean
her
nails. She must
her
got
stomach
an any.
Oh, you
my
stomach?
Lord.
You gotta be a virgin. Like, how did you get a grip for that job?
Ew.
Chip, can you picture
that's
somebody doing
nasty.
Your
Yo, I'm not even going... Ew.
How about when the dude
I
you
had
the
somebody
wrong
lick my navel like that and I felt violated.
Yeah, bro, you put his thing inside of your navel though?
I don't know, I ain't none of that.
Right.
Mm.
How about if a dude slip up and he goes in your back door? What would you say?
So what?
Has
I hate
dude
that
ever slipped up in you?
I hate it. It depends on the mood.
I
don't
want
your
shoes like, wrong
Right. Like, what the? Nah, I don't play that double dipping. You know, I can't even think of the name of it now.
I mean, how
truffle
about the
butter.
Popping and sweating and getting it all wet? And it accidentally went into your cheeks instead of going inside of the kitty.
Wow.
Would you stop or would you keep going or would you tell them you need to go back when you was at the first time?
No, like, you gotta know, when you do stuff like that, you gotta stop, you know, change condoms, you know, you can't be double dipping. That's how bitches be getting infections and shit. You can't do that.
So, Tiff, are you the part that's thinking in the face?
Nah, that's not really my cup of tea, no. I'm not gonna say I hate it, but no.
I know my one friend, she said that don't happen, but she said she was giving the nigga the mop, and then the nigga busted in her eye. You know, like at the Christmas story, he's like, he poked my eye out. She said that don't happen to her. She just sat there and looked lost. What would you do if the nigga just busted your eye?
Oh, no, we fighting. I hate that happened to one of my homegirls. She was like, her eye was burning. What?
Right, you don't have pink eye off or giving somebody the mop.
I said, man. That's, no, you can't, no. You know, like, some guy, whatever, well, females, we had sex, and I was like, where you want me nut at? Where you want me nut at? You know, you been nutting that condom. Who says on my face? On my face, in my head? No. See, that's going to be a problem. You touch my head,
well,
we
fight. Well, that's what that song said. It'd be like, oh, lay, you rub it in, it's good for your skin. I know the one chick, the one I told you that did the dance like a slurpee, she said that dance tasted like honey milk and sugar when she was done. I was like, better you than me. My thing is, after you do the bop, you got to go brush your teeth or just don't kiss me. I don't know why chicks be trying to hit you with the dance like it's yours. I'm like,
right.
Nah, you ain't kissing me after you done did that.
And that's understandable. Like, that's crazy. My thing is, a lot of times you need to do whatever you want to do. All the little graphic, whatever, in the beginning, and then, you know, the rest just leave for the little sex part, whatever. Don't be trying
to like,
go back.
How about he toss your salad and try to put his tongue down your throat?
Say why?
How about you French toss
I'm
your
not
salad?
Kiss. I'm not really into that kissing stuff. You know, like, it's been years since I've really been with someone that really makes me want to kiss them. Like, I'm not into no. Nope.
I got had that one time the chick left hickey marks all over my neck. My boss was like, go and look in the mirror right quick. Man, I looked around my whole collar, my neck looked like Rudolph's nose, man. And then she had like Chinese letters on my back and she was scratching my back.
What?
You never had nobody, well, I need a reverse because you're a female. But you never had nobody that when they was giving the tea so good, you were scratching and pulling and trying to break down the headboards.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, like I was with me and her, that's the one I told you. Like I said, we would be doing that just like Bonnie and Clyde. You know, you start at 11 o'clock, you're down at 5, and you wake up at 9 o'clock, and you're supposed to be out the room like 12 o'clock, 11. You be at that job like 10:57, got to run down 3 flights of stairs because you ain't trying to get charged for an extra day. Well, like, me and her, we be up there jumping in the car, making that job look like that one. What was that movie? What's the Titanic movie? Yeah, the daggone window fog that's starting at 1 o'clock in the morning. Be down at 6 when the daggone sun coming up and you got frost on the window. You had to wipe that down there. Like I said, man. So you be getting to the first so good, they be up there trying to pull the headboards, be kicking the wall, and every day now you gotta get reconstruction. Like you gotta get you an air mattress, cause you can't be having no little bed unless you got one of them good Tempur-Pedic beds. Cause shit, that don't have some dents and you know you don't have markings all over that joint. That's what I'm gonna say like that.
That's crazy.
But yeah, before the sound and they cut us off the E. I want to say goodnight, everybody. It was great. We look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow night. And have fun and be safe. And if you have somebody that's giving it to you, good, keep doing it because you don't have to get nobody's instruction manual.
Good night.
Good night.